What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults, this is Miriam, and today I'm just gonna go right into it. And hello to everyone, of course. I'm just gonna do a simple word today, and it's gonna be powerful because anything out of the Word of God is powerful. You know, we know the Word is alive, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, it pierces bone and marrow, it exposes anything in us that is not of God. So I guess that's part of my prayer. I pray that this word helps you, that it edifies you, that you receive from it today in Jesus' name. I'm in Deuteronomy 6. And if you want to go back to Deuteronomy 5, it talks about, you know, the Ten Commandments and what we shouldn't do, which everybody knows the Ten Commandments. Mostly everybody, even if you're not saved, you know the Ten Commandments, right? Because they're kind of laws, right? You can't kill anybody. Or you can, but you'll go to jail for it. You shouldn't steal, right? I'm not going to go into that. Anyways, I am in Deuteronomy 6. But again, if you want to see them, they're in Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 6. It says, these are the commandments and decrees and regulations that the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and your grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all these decrees and commands, you will enjoy a good life. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, we have to go back to know what all the decrees and commands are. This is when Moses was giving the Israelites the decrees and the commands from the Lord when they were coming into the promised land. You know, this, it still pertains to us because all those laws are still in effect. You know, just because Jesus came and there's a new covenant now, yes, he came to abolish the law, but not the Word of God, the spoken Word of God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as far as the Ten Commandments are, they're still in operation. You know, if you know the Ten Commandments, which I guess I'll go ahead and just quickly, you must not have any other gods before me. You must not make yourself an idol of any kind. Don't bow down or worship them. That's the same one. It's just a little bit more in depth. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God and observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Don't commit murder. You must not commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't testify falsely against your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. So some of these things, you know, I guess you can say living now in the, is it still the 21st century? I don't know. Living in present time, all this still applies, I mean, to us as believers. But I mean, the Sabbath, do people still keep the Sabbath day holy? There's a huge percentage, and I don't know the percentage, but I know personally a lot of people that don't follow that one. And I'm not here to nitpick at the commandments. I just wanted to, I guess, refresh you on that, because the Word of God says that we have to obey all the decrees and commands and we will enjoy a long life. So that's, I mean, our life is a personal relationship with the Lord. The only way that we're going to grow in that relationship is if we continue in His Word, and if we continue to listen, to obey, to crucify our flesh and not do what our flesh wants all the time, but do what He wants us to do. And, you know, it clearly tells us, even if we backtrack a little bit more on Deuteronomy 5, 32, again, be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God. follow his instruction, and even says in every detail. This is the NLT. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. It's telling you, stay on the path, stay on the path. A lot of us know people that have been on the path and are no longer on the path. And, you know, that's why it's telling us here to stay on the path. And then it finishes by saying this, the end of chapter 5, anyways, in Deuteronomy. Then you will live a long and prosperous life in the land you are about to enter and occupy. In the name of Jesus, I know that, you know, all of us that have received from this past week, it was a really enjoyable new level. Like it was just a refreshing, like, I don't know, there's so many words that I can use to describe what the past week was. And if you're listening to this later, I'm speaking about when we had our evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth come in. You know, we have to stay committed. All the word we heard was amazing. We always hear amazing, powerful, anointed words from our teachers and preachers, and now, you know, this evangelist. But the key is for us to continue to stay on the path, and then we have the promise that we will live a long and prosperous life that we're about to enter and occupy. Some of us have already entered and have already started occupying, but you know, when there's a piece of land, think about, like, this is what I'm thinking about, this is what's going through my head right now. You know, when people barely discovered America, like, or just a new territory, like when they got to the land, like it was like, wow, like a new land, you know. Now, you know, what's in the land? Like, the land is so large. Like, you think you know everything about the land, and then you discover, oh, we haven't came over here. Oh, there's a new fruit over here. Oh, there's a new blessing that God has for me this way. And the only way that you'll continue to experience that is if you continue to be careful and obey all the commands, all the instructions. And again, excuse me, that is just the key for us as believers, just to continue to obey all the commands, whatever it is that was laid upon you this week, whether it be in your finances, in your body, in your home, with your children, whatever it be that you received from the Lord. The Lord is, the Bible says that he is not a man that he shall not lie. And all of us can testify to the Lord doing things in our lives that we're like, wow, you know, when we discovered in the word, we say, this word, you know, this word came to pass in my life. I stood on this word. Or maybe you didn't even know the word, but you saw, you know, when you gave your life to Christ and you started, you know, reading the scripture, and you were like, wow, this has happened in my life, you know. But again, be careful to obey all the commands that he has given you. And he'll give you that promised land that you're about to enter and occupy. This is ringing in my spirit right now. You are about to enter and occupy whatever it is, again, that you petitioned from the Lord, that the Lord dropped in your spirit last week. If he didn't drop anything, ask him, Lord, I want to enter and occupy something new. I want to enter and occupy all that you have for me, Lord, and reveal it to me, Lord. Show me, Father God. The Bible says that he is not a man that he shall lie, and he says that he will never put you to shame. If you stretched out your faith for something last week, believing, knowing that the Lord will come through, continue standing on those scriptures. Find those scriptures. Keep re-watching the services. Keep feeding yourself, and keep that fresh in you. The Bible says to put him into remembrance, you know. So as you do that, then you, it's just a matter of, you know, there's no time in heaven. There's no hours. There's no months. There's no minutes. Why are we to get, the Bible says not to get weary or tired, for in due time you will reap your harvest. The harvest that you sowed, the harvest in your body, body. The harvest in your home, you will reap it. I'm just coming to confirm that, you know, just because you didn't see it right away, maybe you did, maybe you already have a testimony, praise the Lord, but that doesn't mean you can get off the path. That doesn't mean you say, okay, I got my blessing, I got my promise, you know, now I'm gonna go live my jolly life. No. Again, going back to, you know, when you enter a land and you start occupying, you think this is all the land has for you. Even if you think of an island, you know, some islands are very large, some are small, but just think about how much fruit is there, how many animals are there, how much, like, I don't know, it's endless, like the possibilities that you can find, because you can look at the big stuff, but you can also focus on the little stuff, like the bugs, the sand, the grass, you know, like all of creation. It's just like endless. So I just wanted to give you something short today. I don't want to go long. We love you. And I was just in Deuteronomy 5 and 6. So I just want to stir you up today. Have a blessed day. And I'm going to finish it because it's so good. It says, listen closely, Israel. I'm speaking you to you today because we got to personalize it, right? And it says, be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you. Hallelujah. All will go well with you. And you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord of God, your ancestors, has promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, and alone a Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Listen, when you love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, it's so easy to obey. It's so easy to be in his house. It's so easy to spend time in his presence. It says, commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. And it tells you to repeat them again and again with your children, which is how we came about the word. And I'm going somewhere else now. But what if nobody told us? What if, you know, maybe your parents aren't saved, or maybe your family is not saved, but somebody had to tell the children of their children, you know, about this word, because it's the word of God is alive. The Bible says that if you don't glorify him, if you don't do what he tells you to do, he'll use a donkey. And it's written. So anyways, I don't want to get off track. I just want to tell you again, continue. Not that you're not, but it's just a refresher. We love you so much. And we're in great expectation for the young adults for explosive testimonies. The Bible says that he will fill your mouth with a good thing. And the Bible says that every good and perfect thing is from above. And that our expectation will not be cut off. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.